A church cannot be renewed wisely until its real condition is named truthfully. That sounds simple, but it can be very difficult. Some churches do not want to say they are plateaued. They say, "We are just in a quiet season." Some churches do not want to say they are wounded. They say, "That was a long time ago. We do not need to talk about it." Some churches do not want to say they are pastorless in a deeper sense. They may have occasional preaching, but no one is really shepherding, discipling, visiting, training, or guiding the mission. Some churches do not want to say their leadership is stuck. They may have faithful people in official roles, but those leaders may not be trained, teachable, accountable, or mission-focused. Honest naming is not shaming. Honest naming is stewardship. When a doctor asks questions, runs tests, and names an illness, the doctor is not attacking the patient. The doctor is creating a path toward treatment. In a similar way, church revitalization begins with spiritual, relational, and practical diagnosis. What kind of church is this? Is it a faithful, small church that needs encouragement and training? Is it a rural church that needs a volunteer or bivocational ministry model? Is it a wounded church that needs truth, repentance, safety, and trust rebuilding? Is it an aging church that needs to reconnect with families, children, neighbors, and younger leaders? Is it a pastorless church that needs to identify and train local leaders? Is it a church that has a building but has lost its mission? The goal is not to label people harshly. The goal is to tell the truth with love. Jesus told the truth to the churches in Revelation. Some were faithful, some were compromised, some were tired, some needed to repent, some needed to endure. But each church was addressed by the Lord who loved them and walked among them. That gives us courage. Jesus can name what is real without abandoning his church. So can we. As you begin this course, ask God for humility, courage, and tenderness. Do not exaggerate the problems. Do not hide the problems. Name them prayerfully, because what is truthfully named can begin to be faithfully healed.